Good morning. Thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity to be my highest self and to start a day with a new... Wow, my neighbor just painted his house and I didn't even notice it. There I am. I drive by the thing and I'm oblivious to it. You know, I mean, what a way to start the day to just realize. But at least I saw it today. You know, it's like, you know, you ever go days and you something you drive by every day and you realize, hey, when did they do that? And, you know, it turns out they did it like 6 months ago and you've been driving by every day. It just shows me how unconscious I am in my day that I'm in. A lot of the time I get out of the house and I got my agenda where I'm going to go and I miss out on my day because I'm not even present. I'm already thinking about what I got to do down the road. And man, to live a life like that and to miss out, you know, my life is going by. And then in the middle of the madness of trying to get all my stuff done during the day, I'm wondering, when am I ever going to have time for myself? That's the insanity of a troubled mind, you know, and it seems to be the human condition, you know. But I don't know about anybody else, but I mean, I just know that if I begin a conversation and ask for a new perspective and ask that presence within me, which is everywhere present, knows everything, and is, you know, the presence of the divine that's within me, that's given me life, you know, and I build a relationship by talking to that presence. I'm more present in my life today than I've ever been. I mean, I see that the house next to me is being painted, you know, and I, you know, just simple little stuff like that. It doesn't seem to, on the surface, it doesn't seem to make a difference, but it makes a world of difference, really, to be present in your day or not, you know, and to appreciate my life, you know, because, it's very easy to get in the habit of fault finding and finding the things that are missing in our life and the things, you know, what we don't have. And I've realized that that's a dis-ease that centers in my mind when I get into mind and, you know, this, I'm looking at what I'm missing. You know, it's, I don't know how that started. I don't know if that was programmed or what, but, you know, it's like, instead of looking for the good, you know, I mean, they said from the time I was a kid, I think, grandma, you know, look for the good and praise it, you know. And it's like, I know all the right sayings, I know what I'm supposed to do, you know, but do I live that way? And that's always the question, you know. It's so, it sounds redundant, the stuff that I'm saying, because we already know it, but, you know, do we live it? You know, that's the real question, do we live it? And so, but what seems to work is to begin to have a relationship with the presence in me, which can show me my day, show me the truth of my day, rather than what my mind is telling me. And it's a great way to start the day. And you know, so I begin every day by asking that presence to show me, to be present in my life and to help me to be a useful member of society, you know, whatever that might look like. You know, it sounds a little corny to me when I was, you know, hips looking cool, but, you know, I'm a little bit older now and I realize, you know, if I could just not argue with people today, that'd be cool, you know. And maybe I could be a beneficial presence on the planet. I love the way they put that in Agape. So that's why I begin today, and I hope you begin your day with a conversation too. Thank you so much for listening.